In the last lesson, we learned that what brought Solomon joy wasn't all of the stuff that he had accumulated, but simply enjoying the work that he did. This doesn't mean you can't enjoy what your labor produces. Of course you can enjoy the fruits of your labor. I read these verses in the last segment, but let me read them again. This is chapter 5 of Ecclesiastes, verses 18 through 20. Behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him. For it is his portion. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth, and hath given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. For he shall not much remember the days of his life, because God answereth him in the joy of his heart. It is truly okay, and in fact a gift from God, to enjoy what your labor produces. But remember, it is also the work that gives you joy. Let me give you some examples. If your labor is that of a coach, should you try to win? Absolutely. If you're a businessman, should you work to make a profit? Of course. If you're an artist, is it okay to try and sell your work? It most certainly is. What Solomon called vanity was the love of money, the desire to accumulate things. The problem with so many people is that they become obsessed with gain, with profit, with stuff. The coach who obsesses about winning, the businessman who obsesses about profit, the artist who obsesses over fame and fortune. If you're a coach, try and win. But if you don't, enjoy the work and the guidance you're giving young men and women to try and better themselves and grow as a person. Let's face it, sometimes losing is a better life lesson and test of character than winning. If you're a businessman, work to make a decent living and support you and your family. But don't obsess over money to the exclusion of all else, including your family. And if you're an artist, whether it be painting, music, singing, whatever, try and sell your work. But if you don't make $1 million, just enjoy the happiness that creating your work gives you. Because in the end, you don't want to have any regrets. Solomon was angry when he thought about death and surrendering all of his possessions to someone else. It wasn't until he stopped worrying about the future, a future that he would not be a part of, nor a future that he could control, that he found peace. Don't obsess over things you can't control, and don't obsess about a future that you will not be a part of. Is it okay to want to leave good things behind for your children? Of course. In fact, the Bible says that you should do this. I'm going to read from Proverbs 13, verse 22. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Not only is it okay to leave good things for your kids, but also for your grandkids. But understand that once you die, you can't influence how the money and property will be used or misused, no matter how well you write your will. If you want to die with confidence that your property that you're handing over will be used properly, then teach your children well. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Also, Proverbs 29:17. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. If you don't have children to whom you can leave your property, then make sure you leave it to people or organizations of good moral character. Why? Because of the second thing Solomon said to do. Fear God. This is Revelation 20, verse 11 through 13, and this is definitely something that all of us need to remember. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. Remember, everything we have, everything we think we have, we don't. It belongs to him. Remember the story of the 5 talents, the 2 talents, and the 1 talent? Each were given according to his ability, and each was judged according to what he had done with the master's property. And, in the end, each was rewarded or punished accordingly. Enjoy your labor, and do it for the Lord, both out of respect for him and fear of him. Why fear? Because it says in Romans 3:10, there is none righteous, no, not one. We're all sinners, totally corrupted. Without his salvation through his Son, all of us would face justified condemnation. But through Christ, we are blameless, no longer condemned. And it's there in heaven that we will enjoy our rewards, incorruptible by rust or decay, and which will never be taken away by theft or death. And we will enjoy them forever with Him.